Nick, the conservatory looks absolutely stunning. How long have you been planning this year's Thai-themed festival for?
Well, this year has taken a lot of planning. We've been working on it since June last year. There's really been some tricky elements to do this year, but I think we've pulled it off. We've got some amazing colours in the festival this year.
And what's so striking as I walked in was the palace. Can you describe that?
Well, that's got around about 1,000 orchids on it. We've built it onto an island in the centre of our massive pond in the middle of the building. And we've got all sorts of colours in there. We've got pinks, we've got reds, oranges, vibrant yellows. And that's all dressed into this huge gold palace. It's just absolutely stunning.
And the surrounding soundscape adds so much atmosphere. What does it conjure up for you?
Well, for me, it conjures up my wedding. I was married to my good wife, who's actually Irish, in northern Thailand, and we listened to some of that music up there. And so it brings back so many memories for me.
And the plants all look so healthy. Do you have to replace any during the festival?
I think the weather is against us this year. We've got a lot of sun, and we've got a lot of cold weather. So that means the heating's kicking out and the sun is bringing the flowers on even quicker than we would like them. So, yes, we're probably going to have to do a bit of a change mid-festival.
And how many plants would you estimate are here?
We've got approximately 6,500 orchids in the main displays, and we have, in total, we've put in an extra 8,000 plants into this orchid festival.
All transported over here?
mainly from Double H Nurseries, which are on the south coast, a lovely Phalaenopsis nursery. That's the moth orchid that you can get in the shops. That's all come from a British nursery for the first time in a long, long time.
And I believe some of the plants have medicinal value. Which are they?
So we've got vanilla, which is an orchid that's running through some of our arches up the top here. We have rice fields out the back. We've got cardamom growing. We've got all sorts of things growing. And we have many signs to tell you about how to use them in your daily life.
And you've got evening events?
Yes, every Thursday and Friday throughout the festival, which runs from the 10th of February to the 11th of March, we'll be having evening events where we'll have Thai dancers, we'll have beautiful music, cocktails. It's going to be great.
And you can have afternoon Thai tea, can't you? Where's that served?
So you can have that in several places, several of our restaurants in the site. But I think the main one is in Museum Number 1, which is on the lake overlooking the Palm House. So really beautiful views all round at Kew this year.
And lastly, I have to ask you, what tips would you give us amateurs on how to look after the orchids at home?
So the main one is don't panic. If you see that your Phalaenopsis, your moth orchid, is losing its flowers, don't worry. It's not necessarily dying. It may be just coming to the end of its flowering period. Cut that flower spike back by half once the flowers have all dropped off. And if you look after it, you don't overwater it, you don't let it sit in water because they hate that. If you look after it, it may send out some branches from that flower spike and flower again for you.
Thank you very much.